this is our response to Wendy's book. Ready for
recording.
How are you sending it?
Is this, whose coffee is this?
I don't know. Kevin's too busy.
Kevin? Oh. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 6. Drug him in.
Big cat.
We stopped yesterday on verse 7. All the labor of man is for his mouth or for his appetites. And yet the appetite is not filled. Said, so with the soul, though you bring it everything in the world, according to the senses, they are nothing to it. Why? So with, there's nothing that you can do or think about that will fill the cavity. Even memorizing scriptures. That's why Paul said, whatsoever is a gain to me is a loss to Christ. Because the only way you can fill that cavity is by seeing the message of this book. Vanity of vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. Until that whole predicate comes to you, then you can't understand what the, you know, the wisest man that ever lived, his two books that he wrote ends with fear of the Lord. John the Baptist, who Jesus said was of men born of women, there has never been greater, bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. You will continually, even after becoming a believer, you'll try to fill the hole. This time you'll think it's sanctified things. Nothing can fill that hole, that cavity, except that which for which it was created, because there's a component of eternity in each one of you, and the only thing that can fill it is eternity, and that eternity in time and space is the Son. But not thinking about him or words about him or doctrines even. But you have to have the doctrine to make sure you're not deceived, because everything in the universe is trying to tell you something different. Everything. And that's the great opposer, HaSatan. That's why he's called the king or the prince of the power of the air, the king of this world. And that's why the book of Ruth is so important, and the one that there's another there's someone that has the right of first redemption, other than there's a nearer kinsman than Christ that has the right to redeem you first. You keep trying to make yourself acceptable to that one who has the right of first redemption. And so you concern yourself with comparing yourself, with trying to get ever trying to improve yourself. And what you're doing is trying to make yourself acceptable to the one who has the right, the nearer kinsman. That's why when he comes, shall he find faith in the earth? Or shall he, faith is that place of emptiness, that place of total 100% dependence on God. This is the gospel. This is... Anybody have any response? Are you going to go out and try to fill the cavity this afternoon or this morning? Are you concerned with what somebody thinks about you? What are you hoping for right now? I'm sure all kinds of good things. You're hoping you'll get the job you want. You're hoping you'll get enough money to pay your bills. You're hoping, well, goodness for your children. All that, you know, is fine, but it's not about anything that's going to fill that cavity. Does anybody not understand this? I mean, I understand, or I can accept if you get tricked and you start going after something. But is there anybody that doesn't understand the basic premise here? They forgot the curse.
It's just so far apart, such a divide that it's astounding in some ways.
So that's why it says, if you read, it says of the evil one that he has deceived the entire earth. He has deceived everyone whose life, who lives on the earth. That's why our life, we are hid with him in the heavenlies. We are seated on the mercy seat, under the wings of the cherubim, in the New Jerusalem. That's why he came. That's what he did. But we've taken that mystery and we've created a religion around it, of how to get better and how you better yourself. And the words of Jesus are so simple. He said, if you seek to save your life, and that simply means improve any part of you. If you seek to add anything to you, if you seek to save your life, you will lose it. You can take any kind of word study or freshman Greek lexicon or anything you want, and you can't get around that. If you seek to save your life, you'll lose it.
Singing of the Dead Sea.
That's right. Look it up. He says it all over the place.
All right.
In the New Testament.
Google it. I was thinking of the words fear of death comes to mind. That nobody wants to die, so they rewrite the doctrine of religion or whatever to make it work.
Well, it's not that we have to. That's the essence of it. But it's even more because it's not that we're not trying to die. You know when you, well, you got to die to self. Well, that's, you're not trying to die. All men died in the cross. This is a simple question. No one has ever been able to answer this. It says of Jesus that he was the last Adam. Adam or human. Okay, then the question, if he was the last Adam, who are you? I mean, can you see the intensity of the deception? And it goes on. The Psalms are clear. If you know, they will speak well of you. Everybody will speak well of you if you do well unto yourself. Oh, but the Jews over there. No. There's no more Jew or Greek or bond or free or black or white or young or old. There's no more definition of self by anything that we can sense. Because there's a new creation. And that new creation is of a different order, a different class, a different genus, a different species. Because it came, that new creation, he came from eternity. You didn't come from eternity. Only he came from eternity. He alone has immortality. If you don't believe that, look it up. You don't have immortality. He alone has immortality. We are to mortify our flesh. We are to mortify what we sense. How do you mortify? You don't mortify it by trying to discipline yourself. That just makes you an idiot. You mortify yourself by considering yourself dead. You agree with him. And there's been an instead of, that's been walking. I mean, you understand there's not one of you that don't understand that you had to define yourself. You had to go and you take a little bit here and a little piece there and a little bit there and a little bit there and you created you. And then your parents had part of it. But then you create all kinds of illusions about yourself. All kinds of sweet dreams, philosophies. You know in your heart they're crap. But you have to keep on, you have to keep on. Keep on, keep on. Keep on doing the same thing over and over again, thinking there's going to be different results. The definition of insanity. Promises of God go not to the seeds or sperm as of many, but to the one seed, which is Christ. The only question is Christ your life. All of the things you dream for, wish for, want are really the things you hope. I challenge you to look up hope. Hope is only applied to Messiah. It isn't applied to anything else in the Scriptures. So you justify anything because at least you're giving people hope. Well, so is every other liar and con man in the universe. So is every fraud. So is every scam artist. So is every Ponzi scheme. Well, how does this man live then? What do you do? You believe on him who he has sent. You reckon yourself crucified. You let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How do you let? You let by agreeing with the Scriptures. The vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Then all of a sudden, nothing is vanity. Everything is according to the perfect will of God because everything is finished. Everything is perfect. But you're seeing with the eyes. You're not making judgments based on the world anymore. you're making a judgment. You look and everything is seen through the perfect work of Christ. John, you know, I've made fun of a few of you over the years for your constant exhortation or to yourself that, oh, God loves me because I'm so special. And if I were the only person in the universe, Christ would have died for me because he loves me so much. You've missed the point of the scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his son. But it's, as John said it brilliantly, it's a description not of that he loved you so much. It's a description of what love is. He loved thusly. Cross. You see the difference? Instead of the sloppy agape, it is you. It's a revelation of how God loved. And then, if you believe Paul or any of the New Testament, the love of God is now only in Christ Jesus. That's the center of his love. That's the object of his love. That's the apple of his eye. But we've made it so, oh, I'm so special that God loves me. I can do anything I want. Because he wants me to have everything that I can think about. What?
And you just hear that all the time. That's so funny.
But you
want to
believe it?
No, I don't.
I do. I'd love to believe it.
It's just so funny.
I would love to believe that horse shit. I don't like the cross anybody better than anybody else does. Oh, we're preaching the cross in our church. No, you're not. You're preaching about something that happened 2,000 years ago. To preach the cross, you have to preach your death. Well, I think I'll just write a book about you and expose you, Ollie. That's what Harry's going to do, too. But he's going to wait until I'm dead.
I'm going to call it I Can't Hear Ollie Anymore.
He's dead. He's dead.
Go back to that part about where I was brilliant. We were talking earlier.
Well, there's been three times, there's been three or four times since I've known you that you've been brilliant.
Well, that's far better than most.
Oh, if you ever said anything brilliant, you might be.
Nice pony, I like that.
That would knock him into the bushes.
What?
Paul Powell called Pete the prize pony and threw him in the bushes.
Better ups and downs.
I was thinking of while you're talking that so much of this is centered around the question of who am I? You know, it's like, and if somebody looks like they know who they are because they've constructed a gospel around them, then they get followers. You know, and they use all their tricks to prop up that identity. And inwardly, they might know it's false, but when you got all these followers.
That's what they do. I mean, all men do it. They all have the doubts, but look, all these people are following me, so and believing or listening to me, so I must be right. Yeah. If you know that you know that you know, you don't give a shit who listens. God's plan isn't dependent on Trinity Broadcasting Network or anybody else. He's not dependent on me. God's plan is already. God's plan is already finished.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like the other day you mentioned about how do you hit the moon? You shoot over here and the moon's over there. It's like the arrow is already, I mean, it's over. It's not going to change.
I mean,
it's just, it's so amazing. If this issue isn't settled, then don't listen to anything else. Because everything you hear, you'll just twist and work to yourself. It's like this is a nozzle on the hose.
It is so incredibly simple. The mystery of God is the most simple. But we've taken this word gospel. All right, gospel means good news in the Greek. But it's not the gospel of man, meaning it's not good news to man. It's the gospel of the kingdom, or the gospel of God, or the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's good news to them because it's the worst news you could have. Oh, no, that can't be right. Well, I can just hear somebody in the audience out there in Radio Land, wherever they are. You cannot honestly read this book and think that the gospel is good news to man. You've got to deceive yourself. And the way you do it is you put you in the picture. Oh, look, this is the manufacturer's handbook. And wherever I look, I can see, and then you've made even the Word of God into an instrument of sorcery. Just like you do Jesus. Oh, I'm just going to repeat his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's not his name. It's his name. It's his being. It's his... The only mystery of God, which has been hid. Let's go there. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 19. Well, let's go back a little bit there. In verse 13, Christ, hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has transfigured is what it says. He's transfigured us, all past tense already. He's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. But better stated, it's into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We've been translated. We're taken out of this place and put into another. In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Now this is what it says about this mystery man, this Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind, by those wicked works, or by the works of the wicked one, yet now hath he reconciled. Every human being is an enemy. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. But you forgot through death. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And the hope of the gospel is the resurrection in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, as we'll see in a minute. Which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. It doesn't say it was preached to every creature that was. It was preached to every creature that is. Whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And the word minister means bond servant. He can do nothing else because his ear is, he's got a hole in his ear and he's hammered to the doorway. That's what bond slave means. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. That's what we do. When something happens that you don't like, you're filling up or fulfilling the afflictions for the body's sake, for the church. That's why people over in wherever in the Sudan are being killed for just naming the name of Christ. They're doing it for us. And that's why we have to be faithful to what we see for them. And for all the other. It's not about us. It's about the kingdom of God. Whereby I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Now listen carefully to what it says. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, including this one. Mystery is always hidden because no flesh can glory in his presence. There's a lot of people that are acting like they're glorying in his presence. They're doing all kinds of stuff in his name. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. The only time you're a saint, the word saint, hagios, just means that you're doing the thing that you were created for. You were created to contain a mystery. That's all. You weren't created to do anything, to think. You were created to be a vessel for this Holy One of God, for this mystery which has been hid from all generations and all ages. Am I speaking my God voice now?
Yes.
No.
I read...
Not the special voice.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Greek it says, when there's the definitive article, it's the only hope of glory. There is no other hope of glory. And this isn't a moral option. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. If that job isn't already done, then I am worthless because I cannot present by anybody's definition anybody perfect. But I can certainly tell you that by one offering you have been perfected forever. And that will destroy the idolatry in your mind of how you think you should be. I can tell you that it's finished. You don't have to believe me. That's not my business. You can continue on, tiptoeing through the tulips your whole life, trying to get it right, trying to look right, trying to not affect anybody, trying not to get anybody mad at you, trying to be this certain way to this person and that certain way to that person. To your mother, you're one way. To another person, you're another way. It's too hard. What? No, I'm looking at you. Glenn.
I'm just taking it in.
Oh, okay.
Liar.
Pants on fire.
We're unto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Now one more place. Go to John. Gospel of John. I want to show you something. Once and for all time. John chapter 1. Are you, isn't he a big enough guy to read his own Bible? Yes, he look over your shoulder. His trust fund babies. You couldn't hear me?
I can't hear all of you.
I don't hear you.
I have an internal mechanism that shuts off.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth. And in the tense, it's never stopped shining. It's always shining. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Can you read? You want to read that one again? The true light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not and knows him not, can't know him. He came unto his own. That wasn't just the Jews. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, not dynamite, but dunamis, tested, sure ability, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And you believe on his name by not believing in anything else, especially your ideas and thoughts. You believe on him by 100% reliance on him. This is a point. These which would believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You can't make a decision for Christ. You can't accept him as your personal Savior. Those things are not in the Bible. This is the closest. It says to them that he received him, he gave the power. But in order to receive him, you have to die. That's the mystery of God from the beginning. From the beginning, you can't see God and live. What?
Just almost funny. You know, how it can be twisted to this gospel of praise. Accepting him.
Well, it's all right. God's using it. It's all right. But I have to be faithful to what I see. Let God sort all that out. But as long as I'm alive, I've got to talk. I've tried not to do it. I've got to speak what I see. Does anybody have any response to any of this?
Yeah, just that last thought. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, James wears diapers and poops in his diaper. When he's 30, hopefully he won't do that. All things are appropriate in their time.
Amen.
I'm glad I went to Tilfus Church.
So can I ask you a quick question, Ollie?
No.
Ask your mother.
If you have to ask, you can't.
Do you take what's going on with all that stuff, that book and stuff, do you take it personally?
No.
Are you hurt by it? Or are you like, I mean...
I'm disappointed, but that didn't last very long.
Is what?
I was disappointed in Doug, but it didn't last that long. But I don't care. It's what happens. That's God's business. We'll respond. We'll get, you know, we get people to call and ask about it. And now we got. I'm not gonna respond, but he's gonna respond.
You despise me, don't you, Rick?
Huh?
Oh, I'm thinking of Bogart, custom like over.
What?
You despise me, don't you, Rick?
If I ever thought of you, I might.
Book is as much as God is
of course.
The false gospel. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's perfect. It'll test, it'll put the test to certain people here.
Yeah, I remember when I was here, when I was living here, you used to say that a lot. You said you would pray for fire.
I still do. Pray to the world. I pray to the world, I mean, pray to God that the world, the devil, and the flesh would take their best shot.
Had
you? Good one. Yeah,
for you.
Good one.
And you.
Excellent.
Tell Judy about that.
For all of us, Ronnie.
Mr. Bill. Everybody lives with Ole.
Everybody in Ole's house.
No, it's my prayer for the church. The worldwide Church of God. Not the Herbert W. Armstrong one.
Garner Ted.
Or the Garner Ted.
Garner Ted. The Church of all times.
Because that's the mystery of God. The world, the devil, and the flesh are going to take their best shot whether I pray that or not.
Right.
But what, I mean, what, you know, what people say about me, or people do, I mean, my God, half the Christian world thinks I'm the Antichrist. I mean, what am I going to be concerned about Wendy's self-published book?
You've already confessed that anyway.
Yeah. I'm the Antichrist, but so are you.
I bet the enemy and we are him.
Yeah. Anything else? Take it, large person.